God is not involved in anything that is purposeless. Where he read for us in the book of 1 John chapter 3 and verse 1 was a clear cut. It seemed as if he looked into my own note. See, because I was bothered and I began to think. I was meditating. That is part of the things that I wanted to open up yesterday to us, but we were not able to get to that point. It is only when we understand the purpose of love that we'll be able to yield to the demands and commandments. It's not possible for us to yield to the demands and commandments of love except we understand the purpose. When purpose is not known, it is not just abuse that will be there. There will be negligence. So we have to realize the purpose behind love. The purpose behind love is that a certain group of people have found themselves outside of the commonwealth of God's existence. And then by the shining forth of the love of God, which was expressed according to what was in the book of John chapter 3 verse 16, the scripture said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him and continues believing in him should not perish but have everlasting life." So there are two things happening there. Are you with me? Now you now find out that this concept called love has an end. It has something it intends to achieve. That thing it intends to achieve is what is in the book of 1 John chapter 3 verse 1. Why not show us again? First, we said, "Behold, what manner of love the Father had." What? Say after me, what? What does it mean to bestow? See, bestow is beyond something just happening for one moment. Bestow is sometimes you feel the first installment, but as far as God is concerned, he will continue pouring it from layer to layer with one target in mind, that you come to the place where we attain unto what? Sonship. I want to show you a scripture. What he said, this scripture made my job easy, because my job today as we continue in the lecture is to reveal the purpose of love to you. Let's see Colossians chapter 3 verse 14. Colossians chapter 3 verse 14. Now somebody will come and ask me, but the love of God, because when we get to where we are going, you will find out that obviously love makes us to begin the journey. But the problem with many people's understanding of love is that they stop at the beginning. And if you don't know, if you experience love at the beginning and don't know where that love is supposed to drive you to, the next thing is that you will abuse it. Are you getting what I'm saying? Let me give you an example. If a father, because he loves the son, if you cry in the night, they will give you something. What is your parents trying to show? A baby that is 4 months old, if he cries and then the mother wakes up and gives her something, what is the mother trying to do? Is it not love? And then the baby became a year old and he cries and the mother probably give her breast. What if the baby is now 5 years old and he cries and his target is to come and collect breast? What will you do? Well, you love the baby now. Are you getting where I'm going now? Is somebody with me? What is important is not the action that conveyed the love. What is important is what the love is trying to accomplish. Are you getting the point? So if you, that is what he's trying to tell you. If your emphasis is on the action, if your emphasis is on only the mode that God intends to show love and transmit his love to you, you see, a season will come, the same thing that conveyed love to you yesterday will be obsolete today. In fact, using it today will be a proof, a counterproductive proof that God doesn't even love you. Is somebody getting the point I'm trying to make? Are you seeing it now? So the mother that is giving the baby breast at 4 months old, 3 months old, 2 months old, that is the clearest way to express love. Is it not true? Okay. Now, the mother that is the same child, though, that is now giving the child breast at 4 years old, is that one still love? But you are that child. You are that child. You are that child because, in fact, an average believer that is not well trained thinks you are that child. The reason why you are that child is because, just because God used that dimension to convey his love to you in seasons past, you are stuck there as the only elementary proof of his love towards you. Meanwhile, that is not the end. It is the beginning. And in progress along that line of love, I follow me. What I'm saying is that the communication mode of love can change, but love is what? Constant. Now, if you get stuck in the communication mode as the only proof that God loves you, then it means you don't understand love. And if it is true, there is only one way for you to determine whether something happening in your life is a proof of love or not. It is not necessarily about the communication mode. It's about the end, the purpose in heart. Are you getting the point now? So, for example, in your life, God wants to deal with a character weakness. I hope you know he won't be petting you. Now, let's use that one as example, dog. Your child, there was a time you tried to communicate love, and when you come back, you buy sweet. You buy, you know, there is one. I think somebody said that because of the way he was treating his children, one of those days, the child came and said, "Daddy, do you love me?" I love you now. Will you do anything for me? He said, "Yes, I will do anything for you." Some of you like this kind of story. You say, if you love me, why are you now beating me? Are you getting the point? That one is not love, it's manipulation. So after me, manipulation. Your voice is not loud. That's your own. You are guilty. You are guilty. That's why. See, many of the things people are doing in the body of Christ as a basis for the love of God, as a basis, a channel, a communication mode for God to convey his love, is just an attempt to manipulate God. Unfortunately, God is not a mortal. God is an immortal. So, you see, God has feelings. So, are you with me? See, me and somebody, we argued this many years ago, and I was on the side. I told him that God is emotional, and he told me that God is not emotional many years ago. Between the two of us, who is correct? Huh? None of us. None of us is correct. Are you getting the point? You can't say God is not emotional, and you can't say God is emotional. It's just that God is not emotional in a mortal way. Eh? But God has feelings and it can be conveyed. In fact, have you not heard when the scripture said, "Grieve not the Holy Spirit"? Grieving is a component of feeling. Even when Jesus appeared, he said, and he wept. And many times, the Father himself, the Bible said that, and he was angry. What is anger? Anger is an expression of emotion. Are you seeing it? But God is not emotional in a mortal way. Are you with me now? In fact, you can't say he is emotional. You can say he has emotion. So when he wants to do something, it is conveyed with emotion. Are you getting the point now? So most times, that anger has a purpose. And that is why you cannot say it's about the anger. Are you getting the point? that grief has a purpose. So that's why you can't say it's about the grief. By the time the grief is through, when God is through with grieving, there is always something achieved. Are you getting the point? That is why it is purpose. If there is nothing achieved, some of you don't know what is purpose, though. If there is nothing achieved at the end, then it is purposeless. Anything God engages himself in, if he feels, if he is angry, if he is burdened, if he is happy, it achieves something. But you like this, you can be angry now. At the end, you might achieve something, you might achieve something bad. It's only human beings that can come like this and laugh. My God! Immortals, they don't laugh like that. The question you ask yourself, is this laugh now? What is it supposed to achieve? I hope you know some people can smile and laugh like this, and everywhere will be filled with an atmosphere of kindness, of peace. Huh? That means that laugh is not normal. It has a purpose. Is it not true? So what is important is the purpose. That's how God be. That's when a man releases his emotion by the Spirit, then that emotion has a purpose it will achieve. Let's come back. So the young child said, "Daddy, do you love me?" He said, "Will you do anything for me?" He said, "Yes." He said, "Why are you now flogging me?" The father. I know the father. I don't want to call the father's name. But the father, imagine the father is somebody like me. And the father is really somebody like me. So he now said, "Come here. You want to manipulate me? Let me now. The reason why I'm flogging you now is not because it's because of your manipulation. How can you start at this young age to manipulate me? I think you understand this thing. There are many people that have manipulated their parents into a life of indiscipline, a life that kind of thing will never make somebody to become anything. You see, are you getting the point? So every show of love, what humans interpret as love is show of love. What humans actually interpret as love is the expression of it. See, they are not exactly the same. Are you hearing me, my sister? The expression of love is not exactly the same thing as love. The expression can change. That is why in one relationship, whatever book, you know that book now, they call it love language. That is just an expression, a way that is expressed. Are you getting the point? Guess what? It can change. As a matter of fact, if you keep growing, then the way love is expressed to you will change. When you were small, if your father wants to show you love, he will buy you sweet. Imagine buying you sweet now. Imagine buying you sweet now. Those days, if uncles want to show they love you, they will just carry you up and be throwing you like this. And you even be smiling. There is one uncle those days, if he comes, all of us will go one after another. He will be throwing us. Imagine you now being thrown up. They say, "Come, let me throw you up." If you don't understand this thing the way I'm breaking it down, I don't know what else I will do for you now. Because that is the problem with an average believer. They are stuck in the elementary means of love communication. Even though the demand and end of the bestowing of God's love is to bring them to the point, that word son there is technon, and technon is the word for maturity. That means the reason why God began to bestow love in the first place is to bring men into maturity in sonship. Are you getting the point? But when the love met you at the first instant, you are not even born again. Are you getting the point? So the elementary means of communication of that love will be such, in such a way that there are many things you don't even need to do. You can mess up. God will just be anything you come and say, "I want to eat cake. I want to do this." Anything you say, God,
If you don't give me a new phone, I will backslide next week. He will give you a new phone. You pray that kind of prayer. Pray, if you don't do this one, I'm stopping. How many of you pray that kind of prayer? Oh my God. Guess what? Initially, he will be doing it. Is it not true? He will be doing it because you are 4 years old, 4 months old infant. And then somebody like high boy will begin to grow. After 4 years, he will come and throw tantrums. If you don't do, I will not go. You need to thank God I'm not your father in heaven. Because I you see what God will do. That is why he is still love. He is love. He is not the communication of love. That is a mistake. God is love, not the communication of it. Unfortunately, you are a mortal. The only way you can interact with the love of God is when it is communicated. Are you getting the point? So that is why the scripture is littered with examples of the modes of God's communication of love. And it is on that basis. That is what, many times in the scripture, that is what is called love. And that is what men called love. But these are just means of communication which can change dependent on the plane you are in your path of spiritual progress. And this path of spiritual progress has one end in mind. What is that end? God bless you. Sonship. So God had sonship in heart before he ever made attempt to express love for the first time. That's what that scripture is saying. For the first time, he had it in mind. And he said, I love these people. How do I bring them to sonship? So what he did is that, remember that word I use, bestow. Bestow is, how I wish I have a bottle of water beside me now. You know what is bestow? Bestow is not just give. You know, some of you think that the love God gave. No, that's not what is love. This kind of love we are talking about, if you need to understand it, this love is a continuous flow. If it is a continuous flow, then the work cannot be one. The work must be continuous. Is it not true? So, at the first instance of love, the proof of it is that we are brought into the commonwealth of Zion, the commonwealth of the kingdom of God. That is what happened when you got born again. You didn't do anything. What did you do? In fact, when you got born again, you are still doing something that is wrong. Maybe so. Maybe you came. Okay, you have not done anything wrong in your life. In fact, part of the reason we teach is that so you grow to the point you understand that many things are wrong. Initially, when you got born again, God will accept. If you pray in the night, he will tell you, with many things you have done in the day. Some of the time, that experience we are having is the experience of a newborn baby. They just brought you in and they are showering you. But my guy wanted to camp there. He camped. Those days you can even watch movie, do things from morning till night. And when it's 11 in the night, you say, Father, I know you love me. And then you start feeling some things. He will be doing it. One day you say, he has looked in the rooster. He checked on the archives. The Bible said, before you entered your mother's womb, I knew thee. So there is scrolls that are written about you. Jesus said, I come in the volume of books. It is written of me. Every man that appeared upon the face of the earth, there is a volume of books, things written about you to fulfill. And then you stayed in chapter 1. And the season's coming, we make a demand on chapter 3. Are you getting the point? So if God loves you, what will he do? To continue giving? No, he loves you. He will be giving you chapter 1 food. At that instance, anything that you do that kept somebody in chapter 1 is not love. It's actually a proof that you don't love the person. Are you getting the point? Now, at some point, that was a proof of love. But at some other point, it is no more. In fact, it is not just that it is not a proof of love, it is a proof you don't love. So a baby cries, you give him anything. A baby cries, you give him anything. A baby cries, you give him anything. Baby cries, you give him anything. And then you give him, there are some baby, you give the baby, you collect, throw it away. And then if I catch you, hey, if I catch you. I went to a house and there is a baby. He will just do something like this and cry, and the mother and father will be petting him. When he cry, if he turn to me, I will burn. I will say, see, I'm not your father and your mother. I'm here. Me, I'm the... You know, there is a way Americans used to act movie those days. I don't know if they do it now. They will have two policemen in a car that, you know, they always have partners. One will become a bad cop. The other one will become a good cop. The truth is that both of them are bad. It's either both of them are bad or both of them are good. But one will decide to act good when they face circumstance of investigation. Another person will act bad. So the bad one will come and meet you and beat you. Wow, 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 boom. And the other one that is acting good will come and say, it will block the person and take you one side and tell you, boy, wahala day, just tell me. You just be doing as your friend, adjust your clothes. Then you begin to talk. You won't know that one that is acting good is actually the bad person. So this is what it means to bestow love. God brought. Let's assume the love of God. Give me that your bottle. Bottle of water. Quickly, quickly. Oh boy, you know they drink cold water here. I like this upgrade. My inoko go so so hata. Now watch. Are you with me? Watch. Let's assume that this is the love of God. The love of God. I'm not saying it is the love of God though. I'm saying assume. Huh? That is, this thing is filled with the love of God. So, now, the purpose of this one bottle of love. Are you getting the point? The purpose of this one bottle of love is to bring you to the point of sonship. Let's assume this is a drug. I'm looking for a way for you to understand. Are you getting it? The person that produced this bottle of water had an intent, a purpose in his heart. That by the time Elijah has drank everything, what will be the result? You become a son. That's what the book of 1 John chapter 3 verse 1 is saying. There is a bottle of love. By the time you drink everything in it, you will become a full matured son. Not just son, a full matured son. Are you getting the point? Now remember, this bottle has content. This is what it means to bestow. Huh? And then we start pouring. You move your head. And then we start pouring. Are you getting the point? Pour, 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 pour. This thing will continue pouring until you attain maturity and sonship. I'm trying to show you what is love. It is one of the structures in the kingdom that the need never ends. There are things in the kingdom, as you begin, you can mature above them. I hope you know. Maturity takes you above many structures, actually. But things like faith, love, hope, you don't mature. You will need them till the end. Are you getting the point I'm trying to make? You will need them till what? The end. As long as the system, as long as your Christian life, your walk with God is concerned, you will need a consistent outpouring of this. And this is what it means. The first time you encountered this, my water, what's the name of this, my water? Nalai. What is the name of this, my water? Love. No, not sonship. Love. Eh? That is the name. The purpose of this, what's the name? Love. What's the purpose?
Correct.
Correct. I will buy you water. Amen. Are you following? You know, I don't want, if you forget anything in your walk with God, don't forget this thing I'm teaching you now. So I start pouring. Why am I always coming to your head? Let me find another person. Let me stay on my own. I start pouring. Let's assume God is now pouring love on me. The first encounter with love for a man is what we call being born again. Are you getting the point? That is the first encounter with love. Now, do you know the thing? Because of the way it is communicated, most times that we become the most memorable. Are you getting the point? The way it is communicated, it will become the most memorable giver. So now, anytime, because of that, anytime you think about love, you'll be thinking about how you got born again. And for 3 weeks, you don't want to eat, you don't want to do anything. You are moving from street to street. That's how God does it. Do you know why you feel that way most times? It is because of the fact that you have not experienced that thing before. Just like two people that got married, or maybe got, they now fell in love. I want to ask, what does it mean to fall in love, sir? That's another thing. How can you now fall? Amen. Now, follow me. Let's leave that one. Because if I say some people will use their heart and be drawing me to that place, I won't go there. I won't go. In Jesus' name. So now, this is it. When two couples, or when they start the first time, it will seem as if they don't see each other, they will die. They will call in the morning. Hey, who has fallen in love before here? All these people looking very holy. Buddha has fallen in love before, so let's use him for example. I mean, sometimes the thing will be so much that you will feel sick. They call it love sickness. That was what was happening with the Chulamite. It was love sick. Sometimes take time and read that place. My God. The person specifically prepared himself to make sure that his lover cannot pass and not enter. He said, anywhere you find my lover, tell him, I have prepared the bath chamber. Anywhere you see him. Anywhere you see him. It's been long he visited. It's been long. It's been long. He began to call upon the Chulamite. Come, that we might look upon the beauty. The way they describe that person, there is nothing special. What is special is the heart that is being poured. This thing we are talking about, that's why you need to understand the fundamentals. It is not how it is conveyed or the people, it is the real thing. You can see two people in love and you'll be looking at them physically, you'll be wondering, these two people, they're not even fine, they don't even get money, they don't even. One person will come and buy, I've seen it all. One person will come and buy something small for this person, and the person will be so angry. Then another person will come and buy a car for another person. You say, what am I doing with car? Good boy. Are you getting the point? So when they start newly, anytime, they don't want to be apart from each other. They left in the morning to go to work. By 8, by 9, the one person will come and say, I'm missing you now. Yes. guess what? That's not my story. Some people are now smiling. I'm coming to my story. Now, when you do that 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, but your name might change from Babe to Mama Emeka. Are you with me? You see, because, oh boy, we don't see serious stuff. I'm not saying it's the best. That is why sometimes you need a fresh encounter of your first love, so that you will know why you even started in the beginning. Because many times why relationships get sour is that sometimes you forget why you even started. Why did you even start in the first place? So if you are working with God, after some time, if he notices that you are now being driven only by the assignment and ministry and all that, and is wearing your soul out, you are getting results, but it's wearing your soul, sometimes he will tell you, leave the work, come into a relationship with me. And then he will release upon you a fresh encounter of his love. When you step out from that place, you will no more be doing it so that you get results, but you'll be doing it because you and your lover are going out on an excursion. You are in soul winning, you are going for, but it is you and your lover that is going out for excursion. It so happens that the location of today's excursion is Crusade Field. So when you come and tell 100,000 people on the Crusade Field that Jesus loves them, it is not word. Your lover is there with you. No man can stand that kind of communication. No, the hardest of sinners can't stand it. Nobody can stand that level of love communication, because your words are not just words. You are not just trying to exegize from the scripture. You are speaking about a fresh encounter you had. Sometimes you will not even say the word love, and people will be feeling the love of God. Huh? They will feel like coming back to God. Once you see a man that will stand, and people will feel like loving God more, giving God more, doing things for giving them, what that person is an embodiment of the love of God. Don't forget that he is not saying love, love. And there are people that will be saying love, and you can't even, you just be moving around the solical cycle. So after seasons, you will now notice that one that used to call every 1 hour and say love, you notice that it will reduce. Is it not true? It will reduce because the two of you have started maturing. Have started maturing in that love. And over time, what love means will begin to change. Even though there are things that can never change you in communications of love, there are things that are constant. But some will begin to change. Are you getting the point? Over time, the woman can begin to interpret the extensive dimension of the love by the fact that he has seen that her husband can do anything to provide for the family. For her, it means everything. Are you seeing it? But these are not the things that happen instantly. It begins to get deeper. Begins to get deeper. This is organic. Are you getting the point? It's not something will come and write on a book for you. It is on the journey with you and your lover that the script for communication will become specified, tailor-made for you now. Are you getting the point? So for you, as long as God begins to work in this particular dimension, you will consider it that God loved you. Another person can be looking at it from one place. You'll be wondering, this person is suffering. Are you hearing? You heard what Chief was saying here now. For people like him, as long as There are people, as long as they make contact with Zion, when they are praying and there is any other thing you are telling them, they know that God loves them. Why? Anytime they are able to step to Zion and rah, they will come back happy. There is nothing or anything that convinces them against the love of God based on that. The only time they begin to feel as if God is far is when they come in prayer and they can't touch God. See, probably they didn't start like that. Another person, it can be another miss. Are you getting the point? Are you with me? So let's make progress. See, my time, I have 30 minutes more. Let's see what we can achieve. Okay, Colossians chapter 3, verse 14. Above and above all things, what do you do? Who has another translation? Maybe what do you have? Do we have Mike working? Come and give him. I need 3 translations so that we'll be able to there are some things I need you to see clearly. NLT. But if I don't like that one, praise, let's start with him. Eh?
And over all these virtues, uh-huh, put on love, uh-huh, which binds them all together in perfect unity.
Hi. Okay, now from what he read now, there are 2 things. One, this one didn't get the third one, but there are 2 things I need you to pick correctly. One is, he said, above all things, put on love. See, here called it charity. But what I needed you to know is that that is what? Love. Which is the binding. There is a translation I used. He said that this thing is, you know, belt now. Belt is what you use to tie everything. Are you getting the point? You are not getting the point. He said, above all these virtues, you put on love, which is the binding effect. I'm still going to make the last point. Aye. Let's pray in 1 minute. Just pray in tongues. This thing I want to say now, I don't want you to miss it. I open my heart to receive. Satyambreko panahapatala mahatakaya. I don't want to miss this one now. I don't want to. Ask the Holy Ghost to help you. I don't want to. Many things depends on this. Kai. Help us, Holy Spirit. Sopania kaporia. Zidente kebronda patahata sakabante. Shabrata bababante kiato brete bene benakata. Lifento kumbre de beniaka panamandele bakatua. Shapata papatala. Batesh kofe. Empre kopambapata diatero. In Jesus' mighty name. And he said, above all things. Read it again. Give him the mic so that we pick it out one after another. I want, pay attention. I want you to pick something. Huh? Listen to what he's saying.
And over all these virtues, put on love.
Wait. And over all these virtues, are you seeing it? That means we have come in an environment. And the environment we have come into is made up of many virtues. Made up of many good things. Are you getting the point? Let's assume that good thing is a lady that is now, what was the kind of dress that needs many preparation? You know, there is a kind of dress that you need to add many things. And okay, let's assume he's a soldier, and a soldier needs to add many things. Where there are some things you need to put here, I don't know. He's not Nigerian policeman. that, you know, those guys, sometimes, mercy for them all. Yes. Some of their gun, when it's time for action, it doesn't work. Yes. The other people that are looking for their own works better. Except it's for these other people that they did riot against. Now, imagine an American soldier, kitten. You know, sometimes they carry a backpack, carry some things, put, have place where they put some, are you with me? And for grenade, for extra bullets, for all kinds of things. Some of them as heavy as them. By the time they are through, their gear is sometimes half as heavy as they are. Their gear can be up to 20-25 kg. Are you getting the point? Now that thing is useless. You can't be able to carry it anywhere if there is no strong. Their belt is almost this size, and then you use the belt and tie yourself in the middle and hold it. That's what I'm trying to show you now. There are many virtues that we attain in our journey of maturity in God. But the binding effect, the binding material of all those virtues that makes for maturity in God is love. Are you getting the point now? If you got it, say amen. Amen. So along the journey, you were able to accumulate this. Along the journey, you got this. Along the journey, you got this. But they are scattered. It becomes what God expected of it when the binding effect comes into oppression. And what is the binding effect? Love. So it is love that binds every other thing. It is love that have the capacity to bind hope to faith, have the capacity to join it to anointing, have the capacity to join it to spiritual gifts, have the capacity to join it to knowledge, have the capacity to join it to understand. Everything that you have been accumulating on your walk with God in maturity will be scattered. And as long as it's scattered, we will not see the full picture of where God is going, because his target is maturity. Are you getting the point? It is when love comes and binds those things that God is doing in your life, we will not really see, what a beauty. Are you getting the point? The beauty will never be known of what God has been doing in your life if there is no point that love comes and binds all those virtues together. So that's what this scripture is trying to say. Are you seeing the point now? He said, above all these virtues, put on love, which is the binding material. Now, he now said something. I need another translation to finish. There's something I need you to see. Who has another translation? Go this side. Give Doc or anybody amplified. Or which one do you have? NLT. Read it. Let me see. I don't. But let's just read it.
Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds all together in perfect harmony.
There is something I'm looking for. Good. Well, there is something I'm looking for. Okay. Give her.
And regardless of what else you put on, wear love. It's your basic. All purpose garments never be without heat.
There is something I'm looking for. Come. Give Victor. What are you? Which one?
Amplified,
okay.
And above all this, put on love and enfold yourself with the bond of perfectness, which binds everything together completely in ideal harmony. In ideal harmony.
Who has another translation? Read, give.
It says, and to all these qualities add love, which binds all these things together in perfect unity. That's what it said. Good news translation.
Okay, that was good. Oh, we have started having other translation projected. Is this the only one you have? That is the only one. And I know they do well. It's an assignment. Go and get as many as possible. There is one that I saw. I want to see if I can still see it and read for you. That is the only why I came with this.
so that I will show you. There is something, that word, perfectness.
Put on love, the perfect bond of unity. Above all, put on love, the perfect bond of unity.
I'm looking for somebody has read message. I'm looking for another translation that will give us either a synonym or a transliteration of that word, perfectness. I need you to see something. That is where the main thing is. Amen. Okay, look at this one I have here. JMNT. He said, now on top of all these things, put on, superimpose. Say after me, superimpose. The love which continues being. Are you following this thing? He said, the love which continues being a joining link. Are you getting the point now? If you read this one, it doesn't give you a progressive note. How many of you have seen? Okay, You don't eat sliced bread before now. With what do you like? Is it margarine or butter? Before the days of egg, there was margarine. Is it not true? Butter, mayonnaise, and all those stuff. Granite paste. Honey. Amen. Okay, whatever it is. Now butter or no be so. Let's use butter, because this one people are saying red oil. I don't understand this red oil matter now. So now this is my point. I'm trying to show you something. Follow. Are you with me now? He said, put on, superimpose the love which continues being, giving us a note of progressiveness in the work of love. Are you getting me? Whatever work that love is supposed to do in this context, which is superimposed, which is binding. Are you with me? When you superimpose, it binds. That binding effect of love continues. It is not something that happens. So, Sister Praise, I'm proposing a law in the spirit that the margarine or the binding effect, now, the margarine between two slices of bread is love. Assuming that the two slices of bread are each virtues in God, virtues in our faith. Are you with me? And then that love is the binding effect. Is it not very easy to understand? So virtue one is first slice. You drop it. Then you bring love. Spread it on it. Why not show me Romans chapter 5? Show me Romans chapter 5 verse 5. Quickly.
I know that if you forget any teaching, you won't forget this one. This one I'm teaching. Me, I know. I trust. No, be so. Are you going to disappoint me? You won't forget this one. Now, watch. Watch, watch. Are you with me? Now, watch. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is what? Shed abroad. Now, assume this is what it means here. Eh? Bring your hand like this. Hold your pen. Your pen. Like this. If you don't have pen, wahala for you. Wahala for who no get pen. Like this now. Hold your pen like this. Hold your pen. You don't collect my dream before now. So, you use my dream. This is what is happening here. He said, the love of God is shed abroad. You now collected my dream. Huh? Spread it on the first slice. Are you getting the point now? So that the second slice will be able to gum. No matter how many slices of bread you have, it cannot gum if there is no margarine. And the beauty of God's construction will not be made manifest until there is joining, a binding. It is when we have 3-4 virtues combined together that we can see the cumulative effect of the release of God's nature. Because, are you with me? There is a reason why some people say that the summary of God's nature is God's love. Well, it is not necessarily. It is that the summary of all of God's the summary of all of God's virtue, which is the expression of God's nature, has love encoded in it. So if this nature will bind to this nature, it is only possible at, how many of you did chemistry? You did chemistry now. At what point does two organic chemistry, no, be so, which one, self? There is a point that two compound or two electron join together. It has to be that point in the equation. So they will be turning. It is at that point that the two of them can join. The two points that two virtues, that is of the spirit at work in the believer or worked out in the believer, can join to form one compound now, is the point where there is ministration of love. You see, that is where they can find unity. So let's say faith is a virtue or whatever virtue, and perseverance is another virtue. Are you getting the point? They will just be roaming around. I'm using that common word because it's not really like that in the spirit, so that I can pass the information. Perseverance, patience, they will just be. Now, the binding effect between these two virtues now is at what point that love is here and love is here. So we find out that there is a place where love is being spread on this, they join them. And because every of those virtues have love content encoded in it, that is why many people say that the expression of all of God's nature is called love. Are you getting the point I'm trying to make? Follow me. I'm trying to demystify all these things that we have been saying. So the challenge with this oppression now is that it's only in the, are you sure you are with us? The challenge with all this thing I'm saying now is that all of this oppression is in the spirit. Are you with me? There are a few things that the scripture gave us clear-cut definitions about what it means. For example, the Bible said God is love. Is it not true? God is a spirit. Is it not true? 1, God is what? 2, God is what? So God that is love only operates in a particular realm. In a particular realm called the spirit. That means that whatever love is, it can only be touched. The essence, the reality can only be touched in the spirit. That is why the Bible said the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts. By who? The Holy Ghost. I don't know what people touch and they say is love. Those days, some of my guys, when we are doing youth service, they read Kenny Higgins' book, and Kenny Higgins said that, you know, all of us those days, you have not been discipled those days if you have not read all of Kenny Higgins' book. Then you have not been disciple. So they read, and some of them, don't even understand what they read. They just had head knowledge. They have not been taken into the organics of the life. Are you with me? The real knowledge about God is organic. Now, am I taking away the cognitive knowledge? In fact, the organic is encoded inside the cognitive, such that if you don't know, you don't know. And let's even assume you had an encounter that gave you an experience without the knowledge and the understanding. The possibility of replication and continuity and consistency is hard because you just stumbled upon it. So you will be hoping that in the next 2 years you will still stumble on it again. Are you getting the point? So the guy came, somebody is sick, and he was sharing with us, he said that according to Kenny Hagin and what the scripture taught, that the only thing you need to heal the sick is to have compassion. It's a what? Hey, my guy. It's a what? Have compassion. Huh? You know what the guy did? We went to pray for the sick. He always comes with a white handkerchief. Say after me, white handkerchief. He brought out his white handkerchief. And he was doing like this. Oh, I don't know how he manufactured tears. And then used his handkerchief to wipe it. And he said there is now compassion. Now, so he can heal the sick. Guess what? He prayed for the damsel. The damsel was even dying the more. We needed to know what is love. Because whatever happened to that guy that time is solika. See after me, solika. But this one we are talking about is an operation of a spirit. Am I saying that the soul cannot be carried along? It should, actually. In fact, most times, if the things of the spirit, we have to come out with heavy punch and power, then the vessel communicating it has to be it will be filled with much emotions. When I start speaking under high unction and utterance of the spirit, my words are, now you might think is I'm just saying spirit. No. Have you not noticed that high utterance means their words make you emotional? That means the content of their communication is also emotional. Now it is not emotional, but there is emotion, much emotion poured into it. Sometimes you speak and cry, and then men will be quickened because there is a mingling. Huh? It's a concussion. In fact, your trance is weak if there is not much emotion in it. The teaching, this one I'm telling you, is fundamentally organic. Huh? What we do is to open a window for you. Through this teaching now, the target of this teaching is to open a window for you. Huh? The full knowledge that we speak about is as you begin to journey in it. So dependent on the circumstances and the training, dependent on where you are in your path of spiritual progress, God can decide to begin to teach you the concept of love. Huh? Using many communication modes. Just as we said, that for the one that is still young, the communication mode can be something very weak. And at that instance, you can be throwing tantrums up and down, and God will accept it at that level. Because you are still dwelling in a level that any slight expression of discipline and chastisement can shift you off course. Are you with me? But when a man begins to mature, and you come to the book of Hebrews chapter 12, he said the son he loved, he does what? So for men that have arrived in those planes, the proof of God's love is chastisement. So every day they wake up and their father is not telling them this is wrong. Remove your hand. All the time their father is saying, my son, have you eaten? Come and go and buy beans and plantain. Collect money for drink and all those kind of things. Huh? But you still be babo. You are still a babe. When you begin to mature, that thing that the Father is doing for you, He will tell you, do it for another person. Are you seeing the point now? And when you finish doing it, He will come and scrutinize what you did. As people are saying, ah, what do they used to call you? They are calling you mama now. They say, oh boy, mama, you scatter everywhere. And then when you come, I will just look at it. I will just be very disappointed. Now everybody is pleased, but me, I'm disappointed. Why? For you now, there is, are you with me? There is where we expect you to be. Huh? And if I come and say congratulations at that instance, it is not love. Have you seen it? Because we have a purpose in our heart. That is, and the purpose we have in our heart, the love is eternal because it came from God. That means the purpose of love is eternal. Before love was ever expressed, God had a target, something that love should accomplish. Are you getting the point? So as we journey, our eye have to be on that purpose. Once you take away your eye from the goal, you will not miss it. I did not even finish this my talk. I think I should even continue on the purpose of love tomorrow. There is something I want to strike. Let me try. Why not show me that Colossians chapter 3 verse 14. When I just hit something, if we come tomorrow, I will now expand it so that you see. Huh? There was a time now, if something is happening to you, you now pray for 5 minutes. So it has happened to you, pray for 5 minutes and very mighty answer will happen. If that happened, raise your hand. And then a time came, you now pray for 30 minutes. Oh, sir. Even pray 1 hour, nothing happened. 2 hours. After 2 hours, something bad even happened. How many of you? My own is that. It is not just that, you know, if I prayed, I used to pray 5 minutes and something, and I pray 1 hour, something happened. I'll say, oh, God is the man. My own is after praying the 2 hours, the opposite of what I was expecting now happened. That's what they are trying to teach you. Because you started presenting yourself like a man of God. They say, oh, but you be like this guy, no, serious, so make we give a man of God food. They gave my guy, the thing couldn't pass. For years, you couldn't swallow it. Huh? When you came here, we knock your head. Ba, ba, ba! The teenage man. As he's swallowing, he's saying, Papa, this is in my neck. I say, yes, I know. Take water, you'll be fine. He will swallow it. It is painful, but when you see the result, it is peaceable. Brings the peaceable fruit of righteousness. I want to be there. I want to be mature. Sons of love. It's not children. It's sons of love. Sons of His love. You need to get what I'm saying. If you can trace purpose to love, huh? Even when you are passing through hard times, if you can trace the purpose behind it, you can stay in love. Are you with me? If you are passing through persecution, if you can trace the love of God in it, you can stay with you. If you can trace the love of God, you can stay through and pass through it. The reason why people fail is because they can't trace the love of God in what they are doing. No matter who, no matter what, you are going to fail. You have to trace the love of God. You must trace it. And most times, God will build one structure of love for you. It will be like a beacon before you. No matter what is happening, somehow your eye will be seeing that beacon. No matter where you are, even if they are about to cut off your neck, your eye can see the beacon of love. Your demand this period is, God need to show me the beacon of love specific to my life and my maturity. For many men, it differs. There must be a beacon of love. You know what is a beacon? No matter what happens in your life, that one remains constant as a proof that God is close. That's what people like Job said. People like David, even when I go down to the pit, you are there with me. What kind of men are like this? So for them, the beacon that is a proof of the love of God to them is the presence. So inside the presence, they can be there, you know. Hunger can be there, sickness, they might not have gotten everything there, but when they cry out to God, the presence will come. It will come. Sometimes it can be feelable. For those men, there is a beacon. What is your beacon? Find out. Seasons will come, and you might need to look away from everything and keep your eye on the beacon. That is what will make you to pass through everything. Don't lose focus. Sometimes men will fail, gifts will fail. According to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 2, even prophecies can fail. But love, charity never faileth. It's a beacon in the spirit. When you see the beacon, fix your eyes there and stay. Seasons will come and go. Men will come and go. Even prophecies will go. But love standeth sure. It is in the plane of love that we find the convergence of what God is doing. It is in the plane of love that we see the cumulative effect of the workings of the Spirit. It will seem as if some seasons in your life, I don't even understand what is God really doing in my life. I don't really understand what is happening in this season of my life. Why all this fasting, tempting? It seems as if I'm confused at a certain point. You have missed the point. Your eye is no more on the beacon. You need to locate the beacon of love. Because when you see it there, you will find out that beacon, that love, is the binding effect of all the dealings and processes, the virtues and workings of the Spirit in you, the things that God is trying to work out of you. There is a man, a woman, that is in his heart. And many times, because of the plane of God's oppression, the wisdom with which he fashions things out, the Bible said that is beyond finding out. So sometimes we are not yet in the depth. We can only walk in obedience. For a man that walks only in obedience and have no understanding, he has to have a beacon of love. Because seasons will come and you might not be able to understand the things around why some things need to happen, and you pass through certain periods. The only thing that can keep you focused and help you to pass through the seasons and times is the love. Pray for 1 minute. Let your beacon, let it be bold and clear. And may I not lose focus. Somebody please pray. I beg you in the name of Jesus, pray. With all your heart, pray. Pray. Some of you have not even identified the beacon of the love of God in your life. Sometimes you feel as if it's far. Sometimes you feel as if it's near. It's because you have not understood the beacon. You have not seen it yet. Samena kambre, kombre tabahata kasabela, mambre ko patamante, patadia patapakate, ambra ko patamantele, zabra kapata kapamba. Sabra kapata kapembeletia iapambe sombete kambra da patala ratapapapapakwa astapemante brante patakapate ambra kapata kambra zapadambre kapata kapenate imbra kapata kabaria. Let it become be clear, let it become be clear. Fix my eyes on you, fix my eyes on your Lord. Mante talia every kota kaska. Circumstances will not take it off. Everything that is trying to steal my gaze away, take it away, Lord. Everything that is trying to take my focus away, everything that is trying to blur my sight. Ah, ekambre so
takambra kapata kabina mante kombre zakapatambra takapatalia imbra takapatate anda patakapata. Let it become be so strong, let it become be so clear. In tempting times I will see it, in tough times I will see it, in bad times I will see it, in good times I will see it, in process I will see it, in trainings I will see it, in chastisement I will see it. I will see the love in chastisement. Shakapende imbra kapata pariata zamre kopata kamra manta kabambete imbra kapata kapamana tadia rapata papapapata kapatate amre kora amre kopata kamambe manta kabambreta iapa kwanta kapanandele iapa papapapapo bambra kapapapapo bambra kapapapapapo shakambe pambia iapa kwanta kapanta manta kapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapap Ibrata pata kapanda pata Shabada kambre kapata bandele Imboko boto kapo Shabwa kwata Somebody pray Akapana paka patadia This is one of the fundamental prayers of a believer If your walk will be consistent If your walk will be steadfast If you don't want to be frustrated If you don't want to be weary When the eyes of a man is up the beacon of God's love, his soul will be weary. He will ask questions. Like the one John the Baptist asked. He said, Are you the one? Or should we expect another? At that point, his eyes is off the gaze. The beacon has become blood. You will show me. You will maintain my case. You will show me. You will maintain my case. For all things worketh together. For all things, no matter what. For all things worketh together. For the good of them that love God. Them who are called according to his purpose. Do you love God? Do you have the love of God in your heart? Set your eyes upon the beacon. Set your eyes upon the signpost. Set your eyes upon the pillar. Set your eyes upon it. Do not let your gaze to be shifted. And then you will be able to pass through the process, pass through the seasons and dealings, and come into a large place in the spirit where the workings of God will make sense. Where what God is doing will suddenly make sense. We suddenly come into light. We suddenly come into manifestation. And we will see that even the bad and good times are things in the heart of God. They are tools in the hand of God to work out righteousness, to work out peaceable fruits of righteousness. Ah, Maseti Anka, Amrekopata Bahasa, Mante Kapantelia, Bianto Kapala, Abrekopata Badasa Panante, Mampada. Abrekopada Shapa Mantelia Shapa Baba Mamantelia Abrekopata Padahatasa Lambrekopanampe Mantakapadia I know you love me Circumstances do not define your love for me Oh my God Seasons do not define your love for me I know you love me Your love is consistent Season in, season out Oh As long as my eyes is on the beacon Ale abrakapatadia sambrete benikapala mampala 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 abrakapatamanata shaba mampetakia papapapapa manateka abrekopata abrekopatapatata shaba mampetekata shaba tapapile kapete ila papapapatakapata mabrakapatapapapo shaba tapapapapapo shaba tapapapapapapo Somebody pray, akapena pelia, sabana makapena, mampata makapena, atenita barasa, kampa mampeteni kapana, apakwa, sha! Bariale, 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 sumei la capela, ambrato sapacante, mantia capela, ambrata pamanteca, capanteca.
Tomorrow we continue. You will now see why Paul emphasized. He said, being rooted and grounded in his love. You will never understand the purpose of many things. Even the patience or whatever virtue God is working out in your life, you will not be able to understand the meaning or the purpose until you are grounded in love. You won't know the purpose of chastisement until you are grounded in love. The purpose of dealings until you are grounded in love. The things God is doing, even the purpose of anointing until you are grounded in love. In Jesus' name.